Welcome to Morondoi.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world, we're here to help. Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of 5 Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Ghana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with Expansion Anchor Bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Marla told Shelley she tried unsuccessfully to contact the father of the boy with whom Kavita was sexually active. Once again, someone called the Williams phone. James, who was exercising in the community center ground, was questioned by Sister Patsy about his son with Candace, but he refused to discuss this with her. She later called June and made the same inquisitive inquiry. As we return, Dinah and June are having lunch.
Dinah, I really appreciate you taking time out to have lunch with me today.
Anytime, June.
I really needed someone to talk to. Mama hasn't left the house since this coronavirus started. And you know, Dad keeps to himself these days too.
But look how much people they give up on Cecil, eh? And look how we bounce right back.
Yes, that is as sharp as ever.
At least he and Lucille got one another for company.
Yes.
Anyway, is what going on with you and James?
Well, I've been getting some really strange phone calls lately. The person just calls, and when you answer, there is no response.
You think you got a stalker?
Either me or James.
What are you saying?
Doesn't seem to bother him as much as it worries me.
You know, men.
Yeah, but it's really disturbing.
And the phone company can't trace the call?
Well, we're looking into that now.
Well, I hope they find the culprit.
Yes, me too. I just hope that...
What?
Never mind.
No, talk, man.
I know me and James have been good for a long time. I just hope it's not another woman.
Tal. He can't be hustling with another woman after all y'all been through. Plus, he just survived a heart attack.
Well, it crossed my mind.
June, don't stress yourself out, man.
Yeah.
There could be some nuisance just looking for attention.
You're right.
Hello.
She's in a good mood.
Miss Dinah, Nurse June, how y'all do now?
Hi, Shelley, I'm well.
Hi, okay.
I just tell him to come by Boston restaurant and buy a little lunch for me and Ignatius. You know, some days you just don't feel like cooking.
I know.
Well, the Boston restaurant is always here, you know.
I'll know Ignatius talking about hiring a cook again. Me ain't trusting nobody around me food, though.
What are you afraid of?
Next thing the cook come and see me husband and fall in love with he and put some love potion in the food. Not me.
Shelley, which woman will want Ignatius?
Well, I know for sure, Coretta.
Thank you, June. Once a man got money, he always attractive.
Well, you got a point.
Anyways, Miss Dinah, I must say I love how you are set up out here. The outdoor dining and so.
Thank you.
I don't know when this coronavirus thing is done, eh? All now I fed up wearing this mask everywhere I go. The men can't even see my beautiful face properly no more.
You better keep wearing the mask. It's for your own good. If you contract the virus and die, the men can't see you anyway.
But Shelley, aren't you a happily married woman?
Of course. But still, the men could admire. Anyways, you know what baffling me though? How all them cases suddenly go up in places like Region 1, 7, and 9?
Well, that is the nature of this coronavirus. Remember, people are moving all the time, right?
Yes, but any help going out there?
Yes, a health team went to Region 7 conducting training.
Oh, okay.
And in June, Rotaract distributed 1,000 masks in Region 1.
Oh, nice. I hope the people wearing them.
I hope so too. Plus the National AIDS Program Secretariat has begun distributing a 4-month supply of PPEs in Region 1, 7, 8 and 9.
What is PPEs?
Miss Dinah, you take the question right out my mouth.
I forgot that you're not medical professionals. It's personal protective equipment.
Oh, like gloves and masks and things like that.
Yes. Anything that is worn to minimize exposure to hazards, injuries, or disease.
Okay.
I'll know you could bring some to Marundai. Because I see some of we still doing the wrong thing.
That's why we launched the hashtag Wear a Mask Challenge.
Yes, you need the fatigue me to take out my picture when I cooking and wearing a mask.
That would be nice, Dinah. By wearing a mask, you're sending a message of solidarity and protecting people, especially those most vulnerable from COVID-19.
I don't think about it because it's a senior citizens like me vulnerable.
I don't mind taking the challenge. Me and Ignatius could do a sexy his and hers mask. Pun them who like talk.
Wonderful. Ignatius would be an excellent example for the men.
Some men like take risks. No mask. And they like hang out with no physical distancing, so don't hear.
We have to encourage them to wear masks and protect themselves and others.
Anyways, y'all must say hijack y'all conversation. Let me go in here and get this little food.
Alright.
Y'all excuse me.
She looks really good.
Well, it's something you got money, you know. Watch how Shelley married Ignatius and changed her life, eh?
I must say that she's good for him.
Well, I can't disagree with you. Ignatius is a different man now.
The Voice of Guyana has programming for anyone...
Auntie Myrtle, I tell you, God help Malachi when I see.
All right, Catalina. Don't let your anger corrupt your part.
He got me child under one set of stress, Auntie Myrtle. She didn't deserve this.
We have to keep praying and hope that it doesn't get any worse.
I just waiting to reach America for he.
I'm so disappointed in.
Now look, he watching she 24/7 when he home. Every time he leave the house, he gone with Anna.
Well, it's because he learned about our plans to have her to go to Brooklyn.
Imagine he mother even make an effort to meet me child till today. And what kind of child mother he got, eh? Like she want take over me grandchild. Because I know if he ain't go by his mother, it's she thereby.
I just hope God keeps them safely.
Auntie Myrtle, if he know he had already made family over there already, why he come and molest me child? Hmm? She been good here, you know.
Imagine how badly Alexis wanted to go to America too, eh?
He promised me. Auntie Myrtle, Malachi promised me he can take care of me child.
All right. All right, Catalina.
No, Auntie Myrtle, no. We should pay attention to all of these signs. Number one, he older than she by what? 7-8 years? She was a teenager when Malachi started hustling she.
I know.
Since then, we should do everything in we power to stop this.
But Alexis was determined, eh?
I really should do everything. Go to the police, send her away to SUK, something, anything.
She was in love. You know what it is like to be young and in love.
But at least if we try a little harder, who knows, Auntie Myrtle? Maybe things would turn out different. Look, I just watch them crime shows from America, Auntie Myrtle. It's not nothing for Malachi do something terrible to me, child, and we never see she again.
Jeez, Kathleen, please don't allow yourself to think of such terrible things. The Lord will make a way.
Inside!
Is that
Ignatius?
What is he doing here?
Inside! How are you, Ignatius?
Miss Myrtle, I'm just checking that everybody's okay. Is the family in need of anything?
Oh, that is very kind of you. But we are fine.
I just volunteered to assist the village council. They are making sure every home is visited. We'll assist those who are in need.
Oh, that's excellent.
Ignatius, I want to ask you something.
What is it, my dear?
You got any contacts in America?
Some of these Marundi crosses is why you dropped them in one of these oil wells.
We talking to myself now, love?
Not just a reading, but three oil.
Shelly, you're reading, but you can't find time to cook.
Hello, I bought a lovely obstacle cook-up from Boston's restaurant for you. It got salt beef and all.
Thanks, but it's better to come home and taste my wife's hand.
Ignatius, like use one of the crosses I can got to drop in one of them oil wells we got there.
Oh, you're getting there. You think the well there by Starbuck Market?
I know the name Starbuck Black still confusing a lot of people, not knowing that it there way up in the Borbies River.
So, till there you want to drop these people?
Anyways, I just read in here about the same Starbuck Black. You know it's over 8 billion barrels of oil in there.
Lovely.
Yes, it's some lovely names these oil wells got, eh? Liza, Payara. I'll now I bet some guy and he's gonna name the baby Payara well.
I can't disagree with you.
Years from now, you're gonna be in a classroom and hear the teacher say, Payara well sing.
Payara might actually be a name. Got to look it up.
Or hear this ExxonMobil Theophilus Jones Thompson.
Liza Fares Wanley.
Look, let me don't discuss this kind of thing outside the house. Next thing, some Marundi person named the child these same names for truth.
Liza Lee sound good though.
Anyways, I hope to get the approval soon for the Payara well. The well got a maximum capacity of 220,000 barrels a day. Hopefully, I still alive when the production start there.
What you mean if you're alive? I want to be an old man in my casket and your tears falling upon me.
And then I'm going to be free to move in a young man.
Hello? You do that, I'm going to haunt you.
Jumbie ain't got power.
You going to learn about this Jumbie when the time come. I would collect you and throw you in one of them same oil well.
Like you're not going to answer your phone.
Who is this man? Oh, Alonzo.
Why you call me?
I nephew. Are there you, man? It's a long time when I hear from you. Yeah, man. Oh, really? Well. Oh. Well, you know this coronavirus is still prevalent and you're coming from so far. I don't really want nobody mouse just so. I think you should stay put for now, man. All right. Call me back in a couple of days. All right, good. Bye.
It's whenever you want.
You want to come down here for a few days, but I ain't too keen to have nobody come and stay here.
Oh, he's still up in Barbies?
Yes. Some problem with he and the relatives up there. That is why I don't really mix up with my family.
Well, it would be nice to meet your nephew.
You got to call me back. Anyway, I got to contact the lawyer.
About what?
Still sorting out this land story.
Oh?
Oh, and I was to tell you, your friend Catalina asked me for some help.
What she want?
She daughter in trouble in America there. Simon's son apparently leading she a dance. So Catalina asked if I got any contacts up there can help out.
And where tell she?
I tell she gonna call this man, you know.
Oh.
Anyway, let me call this lawyer. Warm up the cook up in the meantime.
Okay, love. Catalina. I wonder if I should call she. She mightn't want to talk to me. But Alexis in trouble?
You have been listening to today's episode of Marundi.
Marundi came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.